Can you kind of capsulize what you did present at ASCO from the locally advanced trial and also what was presented from 0023 and how you sort of put that together?
Sure. So in 2003, the SWOG published their results from a phase two trial. They actually had initially presented it 2 years prior to that. This was patients with stage 3B disease, 83 patients treated with cisplatin etoposide for 2 cycles, concurrently with 61 gray of radiation, followed by 3 cycles of docetaxel. And they reported a median survival time of 26 months. And this patient population really should have had a median survival time of about 13 months. It was stage 3B only. And they had a 5-year survival of 29%. Historically, that group should have had a 5-year survival of 5, 7, 8%. So this engendered a lot of enthusiasm and really became a de facto standard of care for many physicians based upon a single, relatively small phase 2 trial. So we sought to confirm that that was effective. We did a randomized phase 3 study. We included patients with both stage 3A and stage 3B. This was primarily through the Hoosier Oncology Group, but U.S. Oncology Group did participate and entered about a third of the patients. We had 2 inclusion-exclusion criteria which differed from the SWOG study. Our patients could not have greater than 5% weight loss in the preceding 3 months. The SWOG patients were allowed to have that. And our pulmonary function cutoff was a bit more liberal. Patients had to have an FEV1 of greater than 1 liter entering the study. On the SWOG study, you had to have greater than or equal to 2 liters or greater than or equal to 800 cc's in the contralateral unaffected lung. So 243 patients in total were entered onto our trial. All patients received cisplatin etoposide concurrent radiation to 59.4 gray, and then they were randomized after a rest period of 4 to 8 weeks, as long as they had not progressed and remained eligible, to receive either 3 cycles of docetaxel versus observation. We reported, I think, several provocative findings. First, there was no difference in progression-free survival between the 2 randomized arms, and there was no difference in median survival, 3-year survival, overall survival. The p-value was 0.9. The curves were completely superimposable.